Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
In James chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, James says, "Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?" What James is saying there is do something. Put some action to your words. Don't just say, "God bless you." Do something. Recently, Barb and I were out and visiting Michelle and her family, and we had an evening that we just decided we wanted to be by ourselves, and so we went out to eat that night, and then we went down and walked on the river walk. And almost as soon as we parked the car, this man walked up to us. He wrote me a note, said he was deaf and could not speak, and asked if I'd buy him something to eat. And so I took him over to a restaurant, and I bought him a sandwich. Now, was he a scam artist? I don't know. Now, I could have said, "God bless you," and wrote him a note and said, "Have a good day." I shared Christ with the gentleman. Now, he did not pray. I didn't push him to do that. But I put some legs on my prayers, too, when I asked him to walk over to a restaurant with me. And I went in and asked him what kind of sandwich he wanted. I wrote him a note, and he wanted a roast beef sandwich. And so the gentleman prepared it for him. That's what I think he's saying. Look for ways that we can represent Jesus, but don't just say it. Do something. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.